be the victim of narcissistic abuse? If so, what can you do and how can you tell? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. Signs that you're the victim of narcissistic abuse. And if you stick with me through the end, I'll explain exactly what you can do about it and share with you how to get your hands on a bunch of free narcissistic abuse recovery resources. So let's get started. In a nutshell, narcissistic abuse is officially defined as the intentional construction of a false perception of someone else's reality by an abuser for the purposes of controlling them. It involves a sort of constructed reality in which the narcissist manipulates you emotionally and psychologically over a period of time. Here's the thing, it can be kind of hard to figure it out because dealing with narcissistic abuse, you'll find that it's incredibly subtle and pervasive. To give you an idea of how difficult it is to see it, it took me personally 35 years to recognize that I was dealing with it. So how can you tell? How do you know if it's happening to you? Well, I'm going to help you with that right now. Please grab a pen and a piece of paper or open up a note on your phone. And I'm going to share with you 150 signs of narcissistic abuse. As I do so, I'd like you to go ahead and make a tick mark or a dot for each sign that you recognize in this list. I'm going to help you find out if you are being emotionally abused by a narcissist by asking yourself the following questions. Does someone in your life act like you don't matter to them? Act like you're faking it if you're sick or even say so out loud? Do they act really jealous and possessive sometimes? Do they always expect you to take care of their feelings but never concern themselves with yours? Do they always heart or love photos and videos of people of the same or opposite sex or whatever they're into on social media? Do they always hide their phone from you? Do they make you wonder if you're crazy? Do they always push and cross your boundaries? Do they always seem to kick you when you're down? Do they threaten to end your relationship or become angry or sullen if you don't go along with their demands? Do they become overly critical of everything about you when you don't do what they want or behave in ways that cause you to make excuses to other people for them? Do they become excessively pushy or forceful about sex or even hurt you? Do they belittle your accomplishments or blatantly lie to you about yourself and then expect you to go along with it? Do they call you lazy when you're not feeling well and you can't keep up with your usual schedule? Do they cause damage and or give away or steal your personal property? Do they cause you to apologize for things that you really shouldn't apologize for? Do they cause you to sometimes become anxious about confronting them about, well, literally anything? Do they make you feel like you're losing interest in your life or cause you to not want to do things you used to enjoy? Do they compare you to other people or compete with you over silly things? Do they ever completely ignore you just because it's convenient for them to do so? Do they consider themselves the boss of everything and insist on making all the decisions in your relationship or your family or even your life? Do they ever threaten to abandon you? Do they disappear for hours or days and weeks even, or longer, without explaining why? Do they dismiss you when you're hurting, emotionally or physically? Do they constantly do things that they know make you uncomfortable? Do they drink excessively or take drugs and then blame their awful behavior on alcohol, drugs, or even their own history of abuse or tragedy from childhood? Do they embarrass you in front of your friends or your extended family members? Do they expect more of people than is really appropriate? For example, getting upset if, like, the mailman forgets their birthday? Do they expect you to ask permission to do stuff like you're a child? Do they expect you to kind of just get over it if a tragedy happens in your life? Do they feel entitled to spending your money or to your attention and your unconditional respect regardless of how they treat you? Do they feel like they have the right to control you financially? Do they forbid you from doing things? Do they force you to account for your time when you're not with them? Do they get mad at you for things you can't control, like someone liking your picture on social media? Do they ever get excessively angry without warning or over little tiny things? Do they get upset if you need to spend money on things for yourself or your kids or the house when they want to spend it on themselves instead? Do they sometimes ghost you? Do they ever give you the silent treatment when you don't do what they want? Do they sometimes go dark or not answer you or return your text when they're away from home? Do they get into your social media accounts and question everything you're doing? Do they go through your mail or hack your email or your Facebook account or go through your personal belongings? Do they harass you when you're away from them because you have to be somewhere, such as work or school? Do they have a whole bunch of so-called friends on social media they seem to just flirt with? Do they have rules that you're required to follow even though they never told you this and you're a full-grown adult? Do they have secret dating profiles or social media profiles that you're not supposed to know about? Do they have the whole Jekyll and Hyde thing happening where one side of them seems totally charming and even sweet and loving and the other side is mean and spiteful and downright hurtful? Do they have weird sexual issues or do they humiliate you in public or in groups of people? Do they isolate you and prevent you from spending time with friends or family members? Do they leave you hanging when you're counting on them? Are they always lying about you to other people? Do they look through your phone whenever they want to? Do they make a point of telling you how very unattractive you are or of pointing out your flaws? Do they always make everything all about them? Do they make excessive or unreasonable demands for your attention, even to the detriment of your other responsibilities? Do they make threats about how they will ruin you or otherwise cause trouble for you at work or with your family or others? Do they make you afraid or unwilling to talk about yourself? Do they make you afraid to make a decision without getting their approval? Do they make you afraid to tell them your feelings or to express your feelings at all? Do they make you do things that you feel are unethical or morally wrong? Or do they make you do things you just don't want to do? Do they make you doubt your sanity or make you dread spending time with them? Do they ever make you feel completely worthless? Do they make you feel guilty for anything and everything? Do they make you feel jealous by complimenting and flirting with others in front of you? Do they ever make you feel like hurting yourself? Do they make you feel like you need to prioritize them and their needs above yours? Do they make you feel like you need to earn their love and loyalty, or make you feel like your opinions are not worth expressing or hearing? Do they make you feel like your whole reality is twisted, or make you feel like you're always sort of on guard and hypervigilant to their moods? Do they make you feel like you're always on edge, or make you feel like you're living in some kind of limbo? Do they make you feel like you're not allowed to say no, or make you feel terrible anytime you spend time with them? Do they make you feel ugly, stupid, or otherwise unsavory, or make you feel uncomfortable about spending time with your family or your friends or anyone else? Do they make you feel unheard? Do they make you forget who you are sometimes? Do they make you go without things that you actually need, like food and personal care items? Do they make you hate vacation? Do they make you regret your accomplishments instead of lifting you up when you do something good? Do they make you responsible for maintaining the relationship while also making it feel impossible to do so? Do they make you the scapegoat for all the arguments and problems in your relationship? Do they make you wish you were dead? Do they make you wonder if you're even a real person, or make you feel like you're always walking on eggshells and living in constant stress and anxiety? Or do they make you feel like you're always living in fear? Do they manipulate you with the constant threat of their mood changes and their impending rage? Do they ever minimize your feelings or act like your feelings don't matter? Do they always fail to apologize to you unless they're trying to get something from you? Do they seem to never concern themselves with your needs, ever? Do they pick you apart and nitpick you? Do they play games with your head? Do they tell lies in order to confuse you or blame you for something you didn't do? Do they play the poor me game anytime they don't get what they want? Do they pressure you to use alcohol or even other drugs when you say no? Do they ever refuse to admit wrongdoing, or if they do admit it, it's only so they can blame it on someone else? Do they refuse to allow you any privacy? Do they take your money? Do they refuse to allow you access to your money, or not allow you to work if you want to work? Do they refuse to be nice to you? Do they not get a job and require you to pay for everything while they do nothing? Do they refuse to make plans with you, or if they do, do they cancel them at the last minute? Will they never post a photo of you and them on social media? Do they require you to do things for them, like housework or laundry or other kinds of support, without doing anything for you, without reciprocation of any kind? Do they ruin all the holidays for you? Do they ruin your birthday every year? Do they ruin your day when they've had a negative experience outside of you, like at work or somewhere else? Do they seem like they just ruin your plans every time? Do they ever say overly critical things about your body or your appearance? Do they say super mean things to you, and when you get upset, they claim they were just joking? Do they say they know what you're thinking even when they clearly don't? Do they tell you they know more about you than you know about you, or that they know you better than you know yourself? Do they ever say things that don't make sense and then get angry when you point that out to them? Do they say things to intentionally confuse you? Do they say you're mad at them when you've shown no indication of this, and then they get mad at you for not admitting that you're mad? Do they seem to find reasons to rage at you even when you literally do everything the way they want it? Do they seem to have impossible standards, like they're allowed to do whatever they want to do, but you're not allowed to do what you want to do? Do they start arguments with you or others in your life through gossip or other forms of manipulation, kind of triangulate you? Do they steal or hide money from your family accounts? Do they take control of everything in your life? Do they ever take credit for something you've done that's good, or something that was recognized by someone else in a positive light? Do they take out anger about other things on you? Do they take your paycheck? Do they tear down your friends? Do they tell or imply to others that they're interested in them while they're in a relationship with you? Do they directly or indirectly imply to other people that they are interested in them sexually? Do they tell you how to dress, directly or indirectly? Do they tell you that no one else will ever love you, or that you're just unlovable? Do they tell you that you'd be nothing without them? Do they tell you you're too sensitive all the time? Do they threaten to hurt themselves if you threaten to leave them? Do they threaten to hurt themselves when they don't get their way? Do they ever threaten to take your children away from you if you have any? Do they threaten you with physical harm, or make you feel afraid of how they're going to react when you speak or act in general? Do they triangulate you with other people in your life, pitting you against one another? Do they try to control every second of your day, or do they seem like they want to get revenge on you if you make them angry? Do they try to pit your kids or your other family members against you or each other? Do they constantly steal your thunder, as in steal your spotlight anytime the attention's on you? Do they ever use religion to belittle you and or control you? Do they use your insecurities against you, or do they withhold affection in order to punish you? Now, I'd like to ask you to go ahead and count up the number of tick marks that you have. How many of those signs could you relate to? And what would you add to my list? If you are going through narcissistic abuse, many of these signs will resonate with you. Probably not all of them, because there are different types of narcissists and they do have different behaviors. If you visit my website, queenbeing.com, there is a test right on the front page that you can take to find out if your relationship is toxic. Once you've taken the test, you will be directed to free resources that will help you start the healing process or continue it if you need to. You'll also be directed to another assessment that will help you figure out what level of recovery that you're in. And make sure you take a look at the playlist I'm going to put for you right here, as well as in the description below. And that is going to give you so much more information about what you can do to begin to heal and how you can take your life to the next level at this point. Most importantly, please know this is not your fault. You are not crazy. You are going through something that many people have gone through, but you might not know anyone in your real life who's gone through it. And if you do, they probably aren't talking about it, because the fact is, it's not something that most people are proud of. I know when I was in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, I felt embarrassed and ashamed that I was doing that. I thought I was too smart. I should have known better. I should have seen through it. And yet I fell for it. And the thing is, that happens to most of us. Most people who are in these types of relationships are intelligent, relatively attractive, and someone who's worth knowing and worth loving. My guess is that you're one of those people too. If you can relate to this, please hit the subscribe button and stick with me. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, could you relate to the signs that I shared here? And if so, about how many? And what would you add to my list? Make sure you take a look at the resources I mentioned. I will leave links in the description below for all of them so that you can begin your healing journey for free. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.